We have some good players on our team, so we need guys that will embrace the challenges on the field with great competition that we play within our university as well as their teams in our conference, as well as guys that will embrace the challenges of a school that's challenging in the classroom. So in a nutshell, that's kind of what we're looking for. It does start with the academics because we will have guys that have to have, you know, the type of grades to be successful at a school like ours. So probably a minimum of a 2.7 and, you know, probably closer or 3.0 with that 19 or higher ACT. Depends a little bit what major sometimes, though. If you want to be an engineer or you want to be maybe in the business, or, you know, those GPA or ACTs will be a little higher. Pharmacy, we have a pharmacy program, which is very unique. You probably need at least a 26 ACT for something like pharmacy. So that's a little bit about, I guess, some of the different requirements we're looking for. Athletic-wise, you know, I think one of the big things with football at a school like ours is it's a very competitive conference, and we probably need guys that really have just slipped through the cracks. One of the things we always are looking for, the guys that maybe should have a scholarship, but somehow, some way, kind of slipped through the cracks. And we need guys that can play scholarship football that maybe it just didn't work out, that they did not get a scholarship, or they just decided that some schools were more about football just as the emphasis, and if they want to find a place that has great balance of football and the academic opportunities, a place like ours is a great fit for them. Had two guys that play in the NFL, one right now, another one that retired 2 years ago. So we have some, I guess, gives an idea the type of caliber. We have had some great players. I think in recruiting, it gets confusing. It gets just overwhelming. There's a lot of information to let sink in. And I think there are some things that separate and maybe distinguish our school. First would be the academic programs. We have over 70 majors. We're a little bit bigger, small school with about 3,800 students. With a little bit bigger small school, I think there's some really unique opportunities. First one would be with social life and just the atmosphere. You know, you have almost 4,000 students on campus. You still have the advantage of a small school with small classes, get to know your teachers. But then at the same time, there's just more going on campus. There's more of a vibrant, active atmosphere on campus. And that can really, I think, create a good situation for a student where there's a bigger crowd on Saturday, more to do from a social life standpoint, and just an overall atmosphere of that vibrant kind of a feel to the campus. But academically, with over 70 majors, that really separates us from a lot of schools. Most small schools will have 35 or 40 majors. So we have the academic offerings of a big school, but then the advantage of a small school. I think another thing that separates us would be the campus. It's a little more spread out than a lot of small schools. The facilities are phenomenal. I would encourage any student to look on our website, onu.edu, and they will see a campus that is pretty special, of a great balance of older buildings that have been redone, and then a lot of new building projects. And those facilities also would include our football facilities. Our football stadium's only 9 years old. It's really on par with a lot of Division II and Division I AA type programs. It's really first class. I think the last thing that would separate us, I think, would be the football program. We've been nationally ranked 8 of the last 9 years. And there's not a lot of programs, I think, that have been that consistent over an extended period of time. Anybody can have a good year or two, but to do it over basically a decade, I think, says a lot about our program. So if someone's looking for great academics, a beautiful campus with outstanding facilities, and also a very consistent football program, I think we're a place that meets all of those needs, which is hard to find all three. You know, we think a lot of people have one or two of those, but maybe not to have all three of those kind of characteristics. So those are some things I think that separate us. Some advice given to a young man who's going through the recruiting process. I think doing some homework to determine what you're looking for, because I think the college search process is all about a good fit. What is the best fit? I think it needs to be mutual. What is the university looking for? What's the college looking for? What is the family looking for? If there's a good match with what you want, and then what the university wants, then you could find a great match. So one of the things you need to do is do a lot of research. I tell guys, the more you look, the more you have a feel for what you need. Because I think a well-informed decision is the best decision. You know, I think one of the mistakes sometimes people make is they just lock into one school early, and then maybe they don't really know what's out there. And I think that can be a mistake. So I think doing as much research as possible to find out and gather as much information helps you make a good, well-informed decision. So that'd be one piece of advice I would give. I would also encourage people not to get caught up in what division the school is. There are first-class places out there that are not Division I. We always like to tell our guys, you don't have to be Division I to be first class. So whether it's our school or others, there's some really top-notch places out there that are not Division I. So I would just encourage a family to not get hung up on what division a school is. Do the research. Find a good fit academically first. Find a good fit socially and with the campus environment. And then also a good fit with football. I don't think if it's all about football, I think somebody can make a bad decision. So I think gathering information is the way you make the best decision. I think at the same time, when you're going through the process, one thing I would encourage a young man to do is, if you're not interested in the school, let the coaches know. You know, they'll move on. It's not the end of the world for them. They certainly want to recruit you. Otherwise, they wouldn't call you or email you. But if you're not interested, just have the respect to call the coach or email the coach or text the coach. And just tell them why you're not interested. And I think coaches will, 99% of them will respect that and react to that very well. So I think that's one thing that can help everybody involved. You know, working hard to get the best GPA and best ACT possible can help you to get the most money possible. So I think that can help you with your future. So work hard. Take the ACT a few times. Take the SAT a couple times. Even if you have already qualified for the clearinghouse, take it again. Why not? It costs $15 or $20 to take it, so you might as well take it again and bump your score. That could help you with academic scholarships. If you're going to play college football, one thing that's important is you have passion for the game. It needs to be important to you. It shouldn't be the most important thing to you, but it needs to be important. You need to have passion for it because everything is elevated. You know, the players a little faster, and the coaches expect you to work hard, and there are some good players on your team. So to be successful, you have to have passion. And that's a very important attribute that you need to possess to be the best player you can be and be successful and just reach your